Well, one thing to remember, I mean, this is kind of across the board. One thing we've seen in a lot of our user surveys talking to people is we're kind of in a worst-case scenario right now. The very technically adept, whether they be criminals, hackers, or anything, usually can find the means to be anonymous, whether it's paying for an account, cash, dialing up, using an internet cafe, or hopping through a bunch of servers that they own, whatever the case may be, you know, a bunch of back orifice installed machines and they're using IP forwarding. You know, there are a lot of ways you can be somewhat anonymous. And so those people are getting away with no accountability because they have the technical ability to do so. And usually that's criminals and people who have the intent on being anonymous. But the people who need it on their day-to-day activities, whether it be, you know, a homosexual person talking in a news group, we've seen discussions amongst medical companies who are looking at using, if you're a Jewish person and you're talking in a Jewish news group, using that to help calculate your rates because there are certain genetic inherited traits that certain Jewish communities have that make them at higher risk for cancer. So, you know, people are talking about collecting all this information, so the average citizen has no ability to protect their privacy. And, you know, there's a lot of money and a lot of value in profiling you. And there was a book recently called Net Worth that calculated it around $1,400 a year. That's how much your information is worth. So that's more than you pay for your ISP access. So if an ISP is going to make three times more than they're charging you by profiling you, you know, there's an economic interest in learning a lot more about you than you want them to know.
And they'll throw a free PC in with it.
Well,
deal, right?
This is the idea behind free PC. And, I mean, it's been well known by the Direct Marketing Association for the longest time. Offer someone something free, and they'll give up their privacy forever. And that's been pretty traditional, you know. Here, have a free Slurpee, and fill out this card, and someone will give their entire detail, everything including their kid's name, and that privacy is there forever. It's gone forever. So
you don't do mail-in rebates?
No mail-in rebates with us.
Yeah, we have a question back.
It would very much depend on what you are doing and what your threat model is. Every security or protection system, you have to assess it compared to a threat model. If you were talking about trying to conduct an act of terrorism or trying to communicate death threats, I would say not secure at all, because it has been well established that Echelon, the National Security Agency's surveillance system, is tied into most of the NAPs, and they are doing keyword searches on all the backbones. So you are leaving the United States through one of the core NAPs to get to that country, and your packets are going through probably an Echelon node. So you have to assume that. You have to be aware of it. So in that threat model, no. If you're criticizing someone and you're looking for some protection against a John Doe suit from a company, it may increase the hops that they need to do. They need to go to Kuwait to serve a libel suit. It's going to make it a lot more difficult.
If there are no further questions, I guess I actually get to close the conference somehow. Well, you all are the hardcore, and I thank you for staying with us.
I didn't mean to bust it on your face.